The Vox Markets Podcast.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Neil Herbert, Executive Chairman of Atlantic Lithium. ALL is ticker. Neil, thanks for joining me.
Pleasure to join you again, Justin, from Accra.
Yeah, you're still out there, obviously working hard, and it seems like things are moving along nicely because news update, Piedmont initiates a wire development commitment. So explain, and almost if you have to take a back step for people maybe not familiar, please do that. But take us into the detail of this, Neil. What does it mean?
I'd love to. So we are Atlantic Lithium. We list our name. We list on the ASX. We are developing the Ewoyaa Lithium project in Ghana, and it is a very nice project, potentially large-scale lithium production, looking to start production the year after next. And we are busy, obviously, bringing forward all the steps required to make sure that we can do that. And as I commented in my last call, we're here talking to the Minerals Commission so we can progress licensing matters, understand the new green minerals policy that the government's introducing, and indeed meeting with the head of the Sovereign Wealth Fund, all of which have been very good meetings. And indeed now we've also been meeting Piedmont, who are here with us. They are electing to proceed with the next stage of development of the project. And obviously, Piedmont are important to us because they provide the bulk of the financing for the project. And as you're aware, we're looking at a capex around $185 million. And under the agreements we have with them, they would provide approximately $128 million. So the bulk of the funding is very much in their court. So what they've done is that they have elected to take up their first 22.5% and given the commitment to do the next stage of funding. So these are very important steps for us as we accelerate the project to production.
Yeah, exactly. And explain that. When is production hopefully going to start? And what's the steps between, you know, now and then?
So as it stands today, our plan is to take the project to production in the year after next. We'd like to see what we can do to accelerate that, but we can't make any guarantees in that respect at this point in time. But we're very much on target of doing that. So the next key step in terms of taking that forward is, first and foremost, is to get the ML grant, which is the mining lease grant, which comes from the minister. And anticipating this, as I've said several times recently, and pretty confident that we are getting there, is that in the month of September, and possibly earlier in the month if we're lucky, actually have the ML in hand. So that's an important licensing step, probably the key step that we require in terms of the licensing. There are other licensing steps that we need to complete, but this is a very important one. And at the same time, you know, we move on in terms of the plans for the project. We completed a definitive feasibility study at the end of June, and we're now bringing that to shape. We're building out our team of people so they can take it to production, and it's led by our chief executive, Keith Muller, who's a very experienced spodumene miner.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and if you could, like I said, 29th of June, you released the definitive feasibility study. For people maybe not that familiar with the figures or forgotten them, because they're quite impressive, just take us through some of the top line numbers from that DFS, if you could, Neil.
Yes, it's an extremely attractive project. So we're looking to basically a processing stage of about 2.7 million tons processed per annum to produce a total production over the life of mine of 3.6 million tons of spodumene concentrate. That's a post-tax NPV of $1.5 billion with free cash flow of $2.4 billion from through the life of mine. The average LOM EBITDA per annum is $316 million. And it has a short payback period, which is, you know, well under 2 years. A very attractive project to people who invest in the mining world. I think will be very impressed, particularly by the quick payback and indeed the low capex required for such a mining operation. So, very attractive project, and very importantly, coming to production in a time when lithium is in demand, because there are a lot of other lithium projects out there, but a discriminating investor will know that most of these probably won't make it to production in 5 or even 10 years. It takes easily 10 years to take production. We started this project in 2016, so you can see the 10-year gestation period to actually get it to production.
Yeah, and just explain the profile of lithium, and we all know, we're seeing now, I mean, I've just been reading about, you know, record EV cars, for example, being registered, a record number of charges across the country being put in place. So we know, and we're still yet, I think, in single-digit percentage figures of the amount of people that have, you know, EVs, and it's only going one way. So just explain, what's the thoughts around, you know, supply and demand of lithium then, Neil?
The supply of lithium that is required to meet to meet new production, I think we set out there as around 57 new mines the last time I saw an estimate. And that's an awful lot of mines. As I said earlier, it takes about 10 years to put a mine into production, and they really don't have those mines in existence and available today. Yeah. So we really need to see a lot more mines come forward, and this will be one of them. So we look forward to bringing this one forward. And what that means really is that the sector is somewhat supply constrained. There isn't really enough lithium. Mm-hmm. And so there's a real incentive price to bring these mines forward, because they can be very profitable as a result if you're able to bring them forward quickly enough to meet that demand. So, yeah, I mean, in terms of the EV rollout, in many ways, you've only just begun. But just look at how fast it's rolling out now. And indeed, many governments around the world, including the UK government and European governments, have actually, you know, set to phase out the sale of new petrol cars. So we will be moving to EV sooner or later. And as you can see what's happening to the climate, this is one of the important pillars of the changes that we need to make to meet our climate commitments.
Yeah. What's the price of lithium at the moment? I mean, I know it hit a high and come off a little bit, but it's still above your estimates in your DFS, isn't it?
Yeah, so I mean, we were pretty conservative in our numbers. I think our average pricing is
1,587 of it a ton, is that right?
So we used 1,587, you're quite correct. Yeah. And the current price is around twice that.
Wow.
So obviously that's a very, very healthy situation as it stands today. Think that the market will remain tight and prices relatively speaking high. Obviously, in the longer term, as more production comes on and looking out, 10 years, you would expect to be a much more competitive market for lithium with more mines coming forward. But in the next 5 years, one could expect, I think, relatively high prices as the market struggles to find enough supply.
Yeah, exactly. Well, obviously you're making a lot of progress out there, and even we had that sort of media speculation statement knocking the share price a bit. But like I said, you and your partners there obviously are not as worried as some maybe shareholders who sold the stock, but they see this as going ahead. Otherwise, they wouldn't be committed like this, would they?
No. So I mean, myself, the finance director, and our director of exploration, all put. Reinvested again last week. Obviously, we were investing previously, I think was it the March or April or May. Anyway, we've all been investing this year and increasing our own stake. Honestly, I think from our perspective, it's a great investment because we can see the potential of the project and very much looking forward to taking it to production.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Well, Neil, it's good to chat to you. And if people need a reminder, please give them 3 bullet points as to why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add Atlantic Lithium to their watchlist, please.
Delighted to do so. So in the first place, it's a very good lithium project, low cost, low capex. Secondly, planning to come to production right in when it's needed to come to production, which is the year after next. And indeed, it's just, I think, the premier prospect on the London Exchange, at least, for lithium companies. So definitely worth having a look at if you're interested in the lithium space at all.
Excellent stuff, Neil. Good to chat to you, and good to see you making progress there. And no doubt, like I say, lots of things happening there, so no doubt we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.